Hello everyone, God bless you. Our Bible reading challenge this month is the New Testament letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians. And this week we're going to be reading through this short letter, a chapter a day, and I'm going to share my reflection through this podcast in a very informal way on each chapter. So thanks for taking a few minutes to listen to me. And today I'm going to share some of the things that popped out at me when I read Colossians chapter 1, and I hope you take time to read this chapter today. So the first thing that the Apostle Paul does when he writes to this letter to the disciples of Christ found in the city of Colossae is he greets them, right? He says hello and he blesses them, right? Because his desire was for God's grace and God's peace to abound in their lives. And in the first couple of verses, verses 3 to 8, we see Paul giving thanks for the faith that they had because it was this faith that produced love for all the saints. That faith gave them a home in heaven, and it made the gospel become real to them. And it was producing fruit, and not just average fruit, but a lot of fruit, right? The church was increasing because of their faith. People were coming to the Lord Jesus Christ because of their faith. And the Apostle Paul mentioned a disciple of Christ called Epaphras, who started that church in this city. He came to know Christ through Paul, and now is being used by God through his faith to lead others to Christ, right? And that is exactly what we should be doing. We should be producing fruit through our faith. Remember that we are disciples empowered to make other disciples. And the same way that the Apostle Paul discipled Epaphras, who then went on to disciple others in the city of Colossae, that's what we should be doing, right? Leading others to Christ so that they could continue doing the same work. In verses 9 through 14, the Apostle Paul continues to talk about his desire for the church to know God's will, to continue to bear fruit. And that should be our desire too, that we grow in our spiritual walk through the strength of God that will help us to experience patience, to be able to experience joy, even when we go through difficult moments in our lives. And so this should encourage us to lean on God and the power of the Holy Spirit to help us to bear fruit in our lives, even during times of darkness and times of affliction, like we are all suffering right now through this pandemic. The Apostle Paul also takes time to give emphasis on the deity of Christ. And this is important, especially in the days that we are living, because we must be bold in our belief and what we profess and what we confess, right? And the Apostle Paul took time to emphasize that Jesus Christ was God, is God, right? He's part of the Holy Trinity. And this is important as we profess and confess Jesus. Jesus wasn't just a person. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the creator of all things. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the one who holds all things together. Jesus is the head of the church, and he died for our sins, and he resurrected from the dead and never died again. And it is this same Jesus that lives in us. And he reconciled us, sinners. We were sinners, and he reconciled us to himself. And that reconciliation has brought us peace. We could live in peace because of what Jesus did. Peace that through the blood of Christ and what he did on the cross, we are free of condemnation. We have a place in heaven. We are no longer enslaved by sin. And now we are able in Christ to live a holy life, as we remain grounded and rooted in Christ Jesus and stand strong in him. We live in peace because we know that no devil can accuse us, for we are free and cleansed from our sins because of Jesus, and that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from God's amazing love. Wow, it's amazing everything that we could take away from just one chapter of the Bible. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to help us apply it today and every day. We don't want to just be disciples that hear or read the Word of God only. We want to be doers of it. Thank you.